Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Brothers and sisters, Father Frank Pavone here, National Director of Priests for Life. Thank you for taking some time to be with me today. This is Monday, the 8th of February. So very many things going on. And I tell you, I have to do one of my daily diary segments again soon, and I want to start doing them very frequently. Just to give you a peek into the window of the vast array of things that we are doing here at Priests for Life and in so many different arenas. And there's so much to keep up with in the pro-life battle and with the legislative battle and coming against the extremism of the Democrats and all the rest. My goodness, it's incredible what's going on. I want to invite you to join me, first of all, in a moment of prayer. And then I want to read a statement for you about this impeachment shenanigans and this shameful, unconstitutional, and un-American action on the part of the Democrats. But we'll get to that in a moment. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, we give you praise and thanks. You are the Lord of life. You give us the both the duty and the privilege to defend life, especially of our youngest brothers and sisters, the babies in the womb. We thank you, Lord, for the great gift. It's an exceptional nation, the United States of America. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. This nation is great. This nation was founded on faith in you and on the recognition of the right to life and the meaning of freedom. Lord, we thank you for great presidents like Donald J. Trump who have upheld those gifts and those principles and rallied us to unite around the founding and the history of this great country and its beautiful symbols and its anthem. Lord, we thank you for the policies of President Trump and his administration that now we are committed to make known, to defend, and to build upon as we work even now for victories in the elections of 2022 and 2024. Bless us, Lord. Strengthen us. Make us apostles. Make us prophets. Make us teachers. Make us witnesses to your kingdom. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. And as Debbie is saying, all glory to God. He's the one we seek to glorify. Well, listen, friends, this week, once again, the Democrats in Congress, and by the way, any of you who voted for them, you know, it's time to say some prayers of repentance and forgiveness. The Democrats in Congress are once again going to waste the time and money of the American people, are going to shred the Constitution, trash longstanding principles of the American legal system by this sham impeachment process trial in the Senate. What a ridiculous exercise. Impeachment is for the purpose of removing someone from office. These congressional Democrats are acting as if President Trump is still in office. His presidential term, because of a constitutional time clock to which we are all subject, has ended. He's not the president right now. He retains the title, and we will always use that, of course, President Trump. But he's not in office right now. I mean, what on earth are these congressional Democrats doing? They can't get him out of their heads, can they? They can't turn their attention away from him, can they? As Walter is saying, what they're trying to do is prevent him from running in the future. And of course, that if one is impeached, convicted, and removed from office, that can be one of the penalties. But again, they run into a serious problem here. He's not in office. And this is why Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts said, no, I will not come over to the Senate and preside over this trial because it's not about the impeachment of a president. The Supreme Court Chief Justice has that role when we're talking about president. That's what happened the last time when the Senate acquitted Donald Trump in the Democrats' first shameful shenanigans. But because he's not president now, Chief Justice John Roberts knows full well that there's no reason for him to come over and preside over this these proceedings. The Senate does not have jurisdiction, many constitutional scholars will tell you, over a private citizen. The Senate can't impeach a private citizen. President Donald Trump, although he retains that title, is a private citizen now, not a public office holder. And something that John was just saying is also very true. You guys are great. You're doing my job for me here, making these points. John Powers says they're trying to distract us. That's exactly right, John. That was the point, in fact, of all of the, not only the impeachment hoax that they undertook in the last Congress, but also all these other phony investigations that the Democrats launched, the Russia collusion and the Ukraine phone call, all that garbage. As I have mentioned in previous programs, keep in mind, my friends, and point out to your friends that the purpose of all this is that the American people would not have focused and the media would not have put in the headlines all the great accomplishments that the President Trump administration was succeeding in carrying out. They didn't want the good news to be that all the millions of people taken off food stamps and a 17-year low in poverty and a largest increase in median income among American families and thriving small businesses and government regulations going out the window and peace deals in the Middle East and a more secure border than ever before and helping the veterans more than ever before with VA choice and VA accountability, getting thousands of people out of the VA who are hurting the vets instead of helping them, and getting violent criminals out of our communities and gangsters and thousands of drug cartel organizations dismantled by the Trump administration. They didn't want those things to be in the headlines. What they wanted in the headlines was, oh, President Trump is a traitor to the country. And all this garbage, none of which had the slightest ounce of truth. Now, and John, you're hitting the nail on the head. Not only is it, it's still the same strategy of distraction, but now, instead of distracting people from the good accomplishments of a Trump administration, arguably the most successful presidential administration in our history, now they're also trying to distract, but they're trying to distract now from something different. They're trying to distract now from what the Democrats and Biden are doing to destroy this country, to destroy the security of our borders, to destroy our economy, to destroy our trade agreements, to destroy our international relationships, to give a free pass to China. They're trying to distract the American people from the evil and the wickedness that the Democrat Party is doing. That is what's going on here. That is what's going on. Well, I just wanted to read to you a letter that I signed on to, and then I just want to make a few points on the board about some other things. I want to read for you a letter I signed on to that I was proud to join in on with so many of my friends and colleagues who are leaders in the conservative movement. People like Ed Meese, Attorney General Meese, who was Attorney General under President Reagan, good friend and colleague Brent Bozell of the Media Research Center, Matt Schlapp of the American Conservative Union, and so many other people, many of whom you would know, Morton Blackwell of the Leadership Institute, Ken Blackwell of the Constitutional Congress, Jenny Beth Martin, Penny Nance of Concerned Women for America. These are all friends and colleagues and all signed on this letter. Many, many others we don't have time to name. Let me read it. It's an open letter, dated February 5th, just the other day. Conservatives are emphatically opposed to the second impeachment of former President Donald Trump. Such impeachment is absolutely unconstitutional. The Constitution's impeachment clause is unambiguous and applies only to the president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States. Nowhere does the Constitution provide for impeachment of non-office holders or former presidents. Additionally, the Constitution requires the Chief Justice to preside in presidential impeachments. Yet the Chief Justice will not preside over this impeachment, making the proceedings constitutionally invalid for even an additional reason. It is evident, however, that this effort is not about complying with the Constitution, but rather an effort to contort the process to meet a partisan political end, to bar Trump from ever seeking public office again, to delegitimize the accomplishments of his presidency, and to publicly shame the 74 million Americans who voted for him. Editorial comment, I am proudly one of them. Continuing with the letter, while impeachment is a political process, it has throughout our history been used sparingly and soberly as a tool of last resort. Democrats, in utilizing this process not once but twice, first to chase later debunked claims of election interference, and now to punish a non-office holder with baseless claims of incitement, have transformed the impeachment process from somber-minded deliberation into cheap political theater. Our politics will suffer because of it. We urge Democrats to abandon this pointless impeachment process that will serve only to further their partisan goals and to further divide a deeply divided, an already deeply divided nation. And we ask every Republican senator to vote against conviction, not only because Trump's actions fail to meet the constitutional standard of high crimes and misdemeanors, but to publicly stand against this overtly political stunt masquerading as a principled constitutional practice. Okay, so friends, let me go to the board. If you want to read that statement, go to our main website, End Abortion. That's our mission here at Priests for Life. .us. Go to our main website and you'll see the link right there on the front page of that website, which I hope you go to every day, by the way. You'll find a lot of helpful things there, especially if you're committed to the pro-life movement. And you can read it, you can share it, you can use it as you see fit. The other thing, of course, to keep in mind about this trial in the Senate is that the chances of the president, former president, actually being convicted by the Senate are zero. Zero. Because the Senate already voted on the matter of whether the senators believe it's the whole thing is unconstitutional to begin with, and 45 Republican senators said, yes, it's unconstitutional to begin with. Now, you need 67 senators to convict. So obviously, they can't get to 67 because 45 of them already said this whole thing is unconstitutional. So they're not going to go along with that. So the chances of conviction are absolutely zero. This is a political stunt for political purposes. Democrats and those who voted for them ought to be ashamed of themselves. Why don't you just wake up and start getting down to the business of governing the American people and standing up for what America really is. Because it's an unconstitutional sham process, President Trump has said, no, I'm not going to go testify in this. By the way, that's the normal protocol, that presidents do not testify at their own proceedings like this. And furthermore, you see, the Democrats, they throw out every established principle of the American legal system, not only by not having an adequate set of hearings in the House with witnesses and an ability to get a chance for the president and his people to state their case through appropriate witnesses and attorneys. No. Not only do the Democrats throw that out the window, but they throw out the window also another very, very key principle in our American legal system, which is that you cannot use a person's unwillingness to testify in regard to themselves as any kind of a strike against them. You cannot use a person's refusal to testify as an indication that they are guilty. And yet these senseless congressional Democrats have tried to do exactly that and tried to say over in the House that, oh, well, if you're not appearing in the Senate, we're going to use that as evidence that you're guilty. This is absolutely ridiculous. And we ought to be aware of these things and point it out as such. Okay, only have a couple of more minutes here, friends. I want to point out that things are really hopping when it comes to pro-life legislation. Now, we know that the Republicans do not have the majority in Congress right now, but that doesn't stop them from introducing pro-life legislation. Because sometimes, you know, sometimes you can get a couple of Democrats, congressional Democrats, to come jump over the fence and support something, especially if it has high support in their home districts. But also, we've got to raise the issue for the American people and also put the congressional Democrats on record as voting for or against these things. And I want to point out to you, we'll go into this in much more detail in other broadcasts, and you can find the info on our website, but the Born Alive Bill, we talked about this. Abortion survivors. Protection Act. And pay attention to this. Challenge the Democrats. Why can't you vote to protect babies who are born alive after a failed abortion? Another bill that has just been introduced by our friend Congressman Chris Smith, no taxpayer funding. He introduced this in the House of Representatives. This one has been introduced both in the House and the Senate. No taxpayer funding for abortion. This would simplify the exclusion of abortion from taxpayer funding all across the board, over all the different agencies of government, the different appropriations bills that right now have to be voted on separately time and time again. And then finally, something we, again, will go into in more detail in a later program, the Free Speech Fairness Act. And that takes aim at the Johnson Amendment. You may recall that President Trump made a big issue of this in his first campaign, and during his first term, he took some executive action here to free up organizations and clergy to speak politically and to speak about political matters in as much as they deemed it necessary as they proclaim the kingdom of God and the moral laws of God and apply them to the circumstances of our day. We'll talk a lot more about that, but it takes aim at the so-called Johnson Amendment that many would argue unconstitutionally restricts the freedom of churches and tax-exempt organizations to speak about politics. As you know, when you watch these programs, we're not afraid to do that, not one bit. So, friends, thank you so much. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Spread the word about these things. Share these videos and stay connected with us. Again, our main website, endabortion.us, and keep on top of all these different things. ProLifeMAGA.com, you know, that's our other key website for people getting involved. Now may the Lord send you his blessing, give you his peace and protection, and answer all your prayers in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father Frank Pavone here of Priests for Life. We will talk to you soon.
I think we have Richard Lee, we have Jim Garlow, and we have Father Frank Pavone, someplace there in the audience, so I appreciate you. I appreciate you being here.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.